Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. My name is Sarah Rogers, and I am joined by Hannah McManus today to co-host this one together. Hey, Hannah.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I am great. I know we both couldn't be more excited for the guest that is joining us today. I know we all listen to podcasts at different times, but today we are recording this. It is December 26th. So most of us know that yesterday was a pretty popular holiday. So the fact that this guest took time out of the day after his absolute busiest and craziest day of the year, it's just such an honor. So I will leave it at that and just introduce him. It's Chris Kringle, Old Saint Nick. Man, you've got a lot of aliases, but you are best known as Santa Claus. Santa, welcome to Lending Forward.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. A little tired, but we run off joy here at the North Pole.
You sure do. You sure do. Oh my goodness. It is just an honor. We can't say that enough.
We are so excited, Santa. First of all, did you get a nap? Have you been able to rest?
Well, I'm still on a sugar cookie high, so maybe a little later.
Makes total sense.
For sure. So, Santa, we are so honored to have you here on Lending Forward. I know you listen to this podcast every week, but we are really excited, and we're hoping to kind of understand your follow-up strategy, your prepping. We're really looking forward to dig into how you plan and prepare for Christmas every year. So coming off of such a big day, you're now entering into your off season. Do you give yourself time to rest, or do you head straight on into business planning for the next Christmas season?
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me, Hannah and Sarah. Long time, first time. Although it is important for everyone to rest and recharge, and the holidays are a great time to do that, we tend to be a little busier around the holidays, as you would expect. So although we are enjoying the delicious cookies, the hot cocoa, and a nice day off, we never forget that Christmas is coming right around the corner next year. We have to hit the skies running. We hold business planning sessions. We maybe invite a friend or two to join us and really focus on what we can do best to maximize next year's Christmas experience. I'm very fortunate to have a great team. Miss Claus keeps me organized. And aside from the reindeer, she's one of the reasons why we're able to execute Christmas so well every year. Lean on your people, have a great team to help you, and slip in some milk and cookies when you can.
Yeah, definitely co-signing the milk and cookies there. But I mean, just planning Christmas has to be a massive undertaking. I mean, all the kids in the world, what's your secret to ensure that everything's ready in time?
Well, thank you. Well, the greatest gift we can give is to have a well-executed Christmas. So the secret is to always plan ahead and then stick to your schedule. We have a year-round calendar, and each month we have different tasks, either researching the newest, latest toys, getting them into production, doing quality checks, ensuring that we have distribution logistics so Santa knows where to go every year. And of course, my personal favorite, cookie tasting. We rely on data from the previous years to predict trends and then adjust based on that information. Christmas is all about bringing joy, but joy requires a solid plan.
It does. And that's great advice for any business, any industry, I would think.
Yeah. And you know, one thing we've talked a lot about this year, Santa, is bringing value, right? So how are you ensuring that you're delivering the right gifts to the people that really want and need it, and providing that value that they ask for year round?
Well, that's a great question. It's really all about doing the research and putting in the work to make sure we're meeting people where they're at. You would never want to give an 18-year-old child a small little play toy, and you'd never want to give a small child something that could potentially hurt them. So we're always looking to see what is the best product for the right kid, and having boots on the ground to really listen to what people are talking about the most, doing the research, just like you do in your industry, making sure you know your markets, your programs, the trends, and how best you can help those borrowers who are looking to get into homes. Ours is very similar. We want to make sure we know the people and know how to reach them appropriately.
That's great advice. But you have, I mean, we serve a lot of people in the mortgage industry and the housing industry, but you serve everyone, Santa. So with so many people to deliver toys to, how are you staying organized? I know it's hard for us in our industry, but you have quite a bigger task. How are you doing it?
Great, great question. Well, believe it or not, like you, Santa has a CRM or a Christmas relationship manager. Miss Claus kindly manages all that for me because I couldn't see over my beard to hit the right keys on the keyboard. I do keep up with the families, where they're at in the various stages of their life, if they moved, how many children they have, and I make sure I know what their goals are so I can help meet them where they need each stage of their life.
That's gold. I mean, it sounds like Mrs. Claus is your secret sauce back there in the North Pole. But, you know, Santa, we all know the main event doesn't get you your end result without a solid follow-up plan. So what is Santa's follow-up plan post-Christmas Day?
Well, thank you. The best kind of thank you I can give is, of course, enjoying the delicious milk and cookies they leave out for me every year. And it lets them know that I was there, along with the presents, of course, and that I appreciate them. In your case, I think handwritten cards are such a great touch. I know I love receiving cards every year, and it's a great way of keeping in touch with the people you've done business with, finding out more about them and letting them know that you're there and you're thinking about them. You can always host in-person events to thank the people who choose to work with you. My in-person events are a little bit different than yours. Typically, they involve chimneys and billions of people every year, which hopefully yours does not.
Yeah, I think I can confidently say we aren't sliding down any chimneys here in the mortgage industry, and I hope we keep it that way. But there are so many moving parts to your day and to our industry. How are you keeping your elves, your reindeer, and all the other helpers that you have motivated and happy year after year? It's got to get a little exhausting. What are you doing to keep everyone excited and motivated for Christmas?
Well, thank you. Well, I think the key is letting everyone play to their strengths. Every team member has a specialized role based on their unique talents. The toy making elves obviously focus on production and making the great toys, while we have logistic elves helping make sure that we're taking the right routes every year and ensuring that everything's packaged up nicely. We also use technology, even at the North Pole. The Wi-Fi isn't great, but we use it the best we can. We track our progress. We streamline communication. And of course, delegation is key. I try to make sure that everyone, not just myself, is doing the right role at the right time to ensure that Christmas is a success every single year. I know what to take on, what to delegate and stick to. And of course, like we said, Miss Claus is my right hand, keeping morale high, the cookie jar stocked, the cocoa hot, and ensuring that we stay on track. Of course, we can't forget the unsung heroes, the reindeer. They don't get enough special treats. They do get a little grumpy. But as long as we keep the carrots and reindeer food flowing, Rudolph's nose stays bright and red. They're the best delivery team we could ask for.
That's great. I get grumpy too if I don't get special treats. So I'm right there with the reindeer.
Same. And Santa, I have to ask, because you've brought up milk and cookies a lot, what is your favorite cookie?
Oh, great question.
Well, it might surprise you to know, but it's a snickerdoodle. Something about the combination of flavors really gets me. I don't get a lot of snickerdoodles throughout the year. It's mainly chocolate chips, but a good snickerdoodle always keeps old Santa happy.
Well, I'll have to remember to put out some snickerdoodles next year. For sure.
Well, Santa, we can't let you leave without asking you our signature question we ask every guest that comes on our podcast. How do you plan on lending it forward throughout 2025?
Well, thank you. And thank you again for having me on. I take on each day so grateful that I get to make toys and deliver them to all the good boys and girls every December. So I just stay focused on that. I know I have a very important job, just like all of you, to bring joy and to help families meet their goals. So I stay focused on that, stay focused on bringing joy, doing what I do well, and relying on my team for everything else. And it's what makes Christmas such a success every year.
Love it.
I love that, Santa. Well, we know that you are exhausted, and we, again, so much appreciate you joining us the day after Christmas. So go take a nap, and I hope that we can chit-chat next year.
Well, once again, thanks for having me, Hannah and Sarah. Have a great rest of your year.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.